Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at some special messages coming through that I'm going to share with you about the next decade, specifically from 2020 to 2029. These will be channeled messages that are ready to come through. So in this show, we're going to just see what does come through, what we can understand about the road ahead, and how to make the most of these energies. I'm recording this show on October 12th, 2020, and the information that I'll be sharing with you here is designed to give us a heads up on the themes, the energies, what we can see unfolding in the years to come. And this is going to be more of the overarching messages. This is not going to be a year by year progressive understanding. This is going to be the overall potentials of how we will be moving through the decade, because every decade holds energies, holds healing themes, and is of course connected with mass consciousness as well as our individual consciousness. I've been receiving visuals and understandings around what to share with you in this show for the past few days, and there's something about this information that's coming through that's meant to be very supportive and empowering. So please know that that is the intention. Now, I've shared with you before how these energies that I'm connecting with, I consider them more of a cosmic energy, that they are from other places in the galaxy, other energy streams, other sources of light is how I feel it, and that it's coming through to infuse and support the Earth as well as all of humanity. The previous channeled messages I've done for you are connected to these cosmic energies. And I have felt the energy of a high council, specifically the commander of a high council. And then I've also felt the energy of another commander from another energy system, another location in the galaxy. And in order for me to connect with these energies, these messages, I have to be in the right place to receive the energy, and it has to be in alignment with the time the energy comes through. So that's why these messages aren't, planned. They're not something that I put a date on and say, okay, this is the day I'm going to share this message. It's an energetics, and it's something that I don't always know. But when the energy is right and I feel it and I trust it, then I know it's time and that there's going to be openings that come through. So I like to preface that because that's how I work with these particular guides. There are other guides and energies that I can connect with on demand, just almost any time. It's easier. It's more of an open connection. But these particular messages that I feel and how I interact with them are a very specific frequency. And it's a bit like turning the radio dial to match the correct frequency, and then a lot comes through. So we're going to talk about what this energy looks like. And it's interesting because right before I started this show, I realized there's going to be a part two, that I can't fit all of this information into one show. So know that this is part one. And this is going to have some specific messages. And then part two is going to have some different specific messages. So to begin, the very first image and visual they showed me was that of a road trip. And for this visual, I'm going to use a very simple example of going on a road trip from Los Angeles to New York. And the intention is that that's something that everyone can see. It's easy to understand. And so when you're starting in one location energetically and you're moving along on this road trip, you know where you want to go. You know the final destination. However, there's many routes. There's many ways that the path can unfold, and you're choosing how to navigate these energies. So, you could stay on all the highways, or you could take Route 66 through most of the road trip, or you could go on all of the side paths off the beaten path. You could try and stop at every national park. You could stop at every amusement park. You could see family along the way. There's so many ways you can take a road trip. There's so many things that can happen and unfold. And the first thing they're showing me about this decade is that the road trip is going to have many different destinations, and that it's important to understand the energetics of each destination. So let's say you leave Los Angeles and you go to Phoenix or you go to Tucson. Well, that's the desert, and you're in a very different environment, a very different ecosystem than if you were to travel north and go through, say, the Rocky Mountains or some other kind of terrain. And what they're saying is that there's going to be many different environments throughout this decade. There's going to be many different landscapes, many different ways of moving through these next 10 years. And each place has messages, gifts, lessons, and understandings. And there's something to be said about the balance of understanding where you're at right now. So if you're in Tucson, you're enjoying what Tucson offers you and what the desert's about and what the cacti are showing you. But to keep your eyes on that long-term destination. So being in the moment, being in the present, being in your body is important, but almost like this, keep your chin up. Don't allow anything to pull you down. Know that everything is temporary. Everything is in motion. Everything is moving. And I think that's another reason why they showed this to me as a road trip, because it is ongoing motion. It's ongoing movement where you're not staying in one specific place. Rather, there are other places to get to and to move forward to, but to know that there's a reason for every stop along the way. And part of what that's about is understanding how you are equipped to navigate these various terrains, how you're able to move through the desert and the mountains and the cities and the beautiful open landscapes, how you're able to experience all these varieties of energies. Because the next decade, the one that we're in, is going to bring up a lot that's going to be changing us at a very deep level, changing our lives, changing our lifestyles, changing our bodies, changing what we value, changing the world. A lot of change. And it's an accelerated change. It's happening very fast, and that alone can feel overwhelming. There can be a lot that quickly changes in what you do every day, specifically jobs and the workforce. And what your expectations are will determine how you navigate these changes. So this road trip that they're showing me is designed to move us through many energies, many environments, many different experiences. They're saying that there will be very little stagnation because of the acceleration of energies that are coming through, as well as the falling away and removal of structures that humanity is outgrowing. And it's shifting the globe's energetic matrix in ways that we won't see until the next decade, because now they're showing me 2030 and 2033. So what we're looking at here is that this is a time of being ready for big changes, and we're equipped with it. And in fact, we volunteered to be here and to move along this road trip and to experience every destination along the way. And when you come from that place of empowerment, it will remind you of your soul's intention to contribute and participate at this time. It will remind you of your desire to be here on the planet, because many of you could have been on other planets at this time. And so it's looking at the fact, but you're here and you chose to be here because there was something that you really wanted to experience at a human level. And they're showing me the humanness of our journey, that it's an intentional thing. It's intentional to want to be in the physical body, because you could have shown up as a dolphin. You could have shown up as a bumblebee. You could have shown up as another experience of consciousness. But you came here as a human because of the capabilities and energetics that you can experience in your human self. So understand the power and strength that brought you here, that will support you moving through these years ahead, and that there's something about really looking at any levels of powerlessness, victimhood, self-pity, blame, escapism. These are all lower expressions of Pisces energies. And these are where we have support in transmuting those feelings and those energies into a higher trust, a higher faith, a higher understanding that everything is temporary, everything is in motion, everything is designed to be transmuted. And that's very important because they're saying that those who have the strength of mind and the strength in their energy field to move through this decade powerfully are going to be on one of those moving walkways, like at the airport where you're on a conveyor belt, but you can walk and it moves faster. That's the energetics. That's the stream of energy that will help you move through these changes when you're in the confidence and strength of who you are. And even when that drops, you have the ability to stop and pick the energy back up. So this road trip that we're on is taking us through many experiences of energies as we witness the falling away and removal of structures and energetic paradigms that humanity is no longer needing. And the energies are going to be especially intense in 2022 into 2025. And I did a separate playlist for you on YouTube about these energetics because they're specifically related to the USA's Pluto return, as well as transiting Neptune opposing natal Neptune. It's 4 videos on YouTube, and they're showing me that that's like a big energetic imprint that is happening across those 3 years, 22 to 25, that creates a lot of ripple effects that affects the world. And you can look at that in terms of globalization. You can look at it in terms of our economic markets and how everything is interwoven and connected. And when the price of oil drops, that has many effects in many areas of life. So it's understanding how everything is connected, and that as the United States specifically undergoes multiple energetic hits, multiple energetic transformations, that's going to affect the world, but it's also going to allow the world to transmute, to transform, to grow, and to move into another energy field. So those are the years that could be the most tumultuous and uncertain. Those are the years when there's a lot more that is changing permanently, that's changing forever. Again, there's many possibilities and many ways this can unfold. And so it's good to just have a general understanding of when the most intense periods of time are going to be. And then there's going to be what they're calling the recovery years. The recovery years are very interesting because in 2026, we're going to have Saturn in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, and the North Node in Pisces. So the Pisces energies are about completions and endings, about allowing things to be over and to understand that everything has its time, everything has its place, and that it's basically a changeover into the new beginning and the new starts that will begin when the planets move into Aries. Now, in 2027, we will have Chiron in Aries, Saturn in Aries, Neptune in Aries, also Uranus in Gemini, Pluto in Aquarius, North Node in Aquarius. That's a very dynamic pairing between fire signs and air signs. Again, 2027. And this is when there's the rise in individuation, the rise in understanding more of who you are and what you can do at an individual level. This is a new beginning point. This is a new energetic start that's very strong in 2027. Now I realize, you know, that could be years away, depending on when you're listening to this, but it's important to see these cycles as they're coming up, because it's going to help you, again, keep your eye on that destination, on the road trip, on how there are curves and swerves and hills and valleys and mountains and peaks and, you know, low desert points. There's going to be everything in a way that's going to accelerate what humanity experiences. And that means we're going to get to some new beginning points much faster than we would have if this energy had tried to come through previously in this century. So knowing that there are going to be some very fresh beginnings, some very exciting developments, and some wonderful advancements that will happen as a result of these dramatic world changes can give you balance, can give you a sense of understanding the long term, and can give you a deeper trust in these cycles, in these very big cycles that are unfolding. So as I was going into this energy more, and I saw the road trip, and I saw the various paths that can be taken to go on a road trip, and the various scenes and experiences that can be had along the way, what they were then showing me is zooming out, and zooming out of the timeline of this decade. Because I asked, you know, what are the bigger energies at play here? Why is this such an intense time? It's almost like the past, we'll call it 10 years, or maybe even your whole life, you could feel like there hasn't been much downtime. Like you haven't had a break. The years have been more intense. The healing has been more intense. The emotional work has been more intense, whether that is looking at trauma and past life energies and what you're healing at a deep core level and on, it's been relentless. It really has been so intense. And it's really been a lot of light workers, starseed, star workers who have been doing so much of this work. And what they're saying is that so many of you are more advanced than your consciousness has allowed you to understand, and that that's been part of the plan as well, is to almost, I'm going to say forget, to forget what you've done on other planets, in other galaxies, in other places. It's almost like there was this focal point of energy about coming to Earth and being fully human, forgetting some parts of your energy or your experiences so that you could be immersed in this physical experience. And this was chosen at a soul level because they're saying that part of the joy is the remembering, is that as you go about certain experiences in your life and big changes and things that, you know, pull you into different energy fields or different emotions, you are then tapping in to more of your wisdom and more of your access points to other energy streams. And they're showing it to me as presence under the tree, under the Christmas tree, as just the symbology of understanding that you're opening up all these different faucets and parts of yourself that are essentially presents. And if you knew everything under the tree, if you knew what every gift was, you wouldn't feel as joyful, and you would in fact be really bored, because then you would just know and there'd be no surprises and nothing left that would interest you. So they're saying that part of what was chosen at a soul level by millions is that you wanted to experience this ongoing unraveling and opening of parts of your experience so that you would stay interested, or you would even stay curious about what's really happening in a deeper level. They're saying that this is what the decade ahead is going to offer you should you choose to unwrap some of these presents, should you choose to go towards some of these new areas of yourself. Because what is happening is that through this acceleration, there are things that are being dramatically removed. They're taken away. They're ended. They're over. There's no going back. It's literally like that bridge has been burned down for a reason, because you don't want to go back towards a previous experience or a lower consciousness. You want to keep moving forward. And so this decade is actually giving us a push forward, that ready or not, it's happening. Ready or not, here it comes. And so this is requiring more and more of us to step into parts of ourselves that were lost or abandoned or forgotten or orphaned. This is part of the Chiron in Aries journey, where we're looking at the parts of ourselves that we actually didn't love and didn't accept. And we pushed it away, pushed it to the side, and abandoned it. The parts of yourself that you have abandoned, that you didn't love, you didn't embrace, are coming back around for you to fully accept. And these are parts of yourself that maybe have traveled with you for multiple lifetimes. The gifts you've had where you were persecuted, murdered, stoned, killed, jailed, and on. These are the aspects of your own consciousness that are coming up for your, it's not just approval, it's acceptance. It's unconditional love for all of who you are. And that is a big part of this decade, because in the bigger matrix of energies, we are each being asked to be fully in our energies without compromising or holding back your gifts and your abilities. And this means you're going to need to be strong enough and confident enough to be different, to be an outsider, so to speak, to be the one who other people don't understand at first. But then later on in the decade, it's like there's this rushing of people towards those individuals who hold this energy. And you can say it's light workers, it's star seeds, however you want to identify yourself. I feel a lot of healers. I feel a lot of energy guides, intuitives. There's a big opening this decade of your multidimensional gifts and your multidimensional capabilities that are coming through and being very well supported more than ever in your life. And that's because of everything that has fallen away, that you've moved out of, you've moved away from. You know, you left the corporate job, you left an energy experience with your family, you changed something in your life permanently that has allowed more room and more openings for these higher multidimensional energies to come in. Should you invite them? Should you ask for them? And if you willingly want them in your life, because of course everything is free will. This is part of the acceleration of the multidimensional aspects of ourselves that are coming in. And I not only feel it through light codes, but I feel it through light language, which is very interesting because other energies, other planets, other beings don't speak with words or with their minds. It's only energy. And the clearer the energy, the faster the communications. This is what we would know as telepathy, even claircognizance, clairvoyance, clairaudience, where you just know, there's just an understanding, there's just a feeling of the energetics that you can't even put into words. That's going to develop throughout this decade. That's going to accelerate many people. It's going to enhance your life. It's going to give you very clear information and clear answers. And there's also this understanding of all the energies that are speaking to you all the time, and that could even be a source of overwhelm. And so there is a new way to be navigating the world, navigating relationships and work and people that is going to be, it's like it's going to be figured out as you go. It's something that we're going to be learning together, and there's going to be new experiences of each other because of these energies. They're saying that part of this is getting out of our minds, getting out of the limitations of the human mind, and opening up to energetics and the body, which I know I've mentioned many times throughout this show, is our body's consciousness. How every cell in your body is alive. And it holds a consciousness, it holds a vibration, it holds an energy, it's speaking to you. But if we're not trusting it, if we're not listening, if we're not aware of it, our mind will override it. So a lot of this decade is getting out of our minds and understanding the vast world of energy that we interact with all the time, and allowing the mind to support us, to be a useful tool, to be something that is honored and respected, but It's part of this shift and this rebalancing that's happening between the mind and the heart. Now, on that note, that brings up a bigger understanding of the energies that are at play and a bigger understanding of these cycles, these grand cycles of energies that are moving through. And this was what I was really curious about when I was looking at doing this show topic was, well, what's really going on? Like, what's really the bigger understanding that we're meant to work with here? And so then they showed me that a lot of this decade is actually connected to Atlantis. Atlantis consciousness, the energies of Atlantis from thousands of years ago have a similar energy signature that the outer planets are moving through now, specifically Capricorn and Aquarius energies. Although they're saying the planets were in slightly different places, it's the similar signature of the strong Capricorn and strong Aquarius themes that are being opened up and they're coming alive. And so there are a lot of energies on the planet right now that are revisiting these Atlantis storylines. What was incomplete? What was out of balance? What was not healthy for humanity? Where it was too excessive? And in this energy, I'm going to apply this as masculine energy, as the dominance of the mind, of technology, science, experiments, what could be experienced with the human body through the DNA, through cloning, through the science of the human body, and on, all the experimentation that was done during the time period of Atlantis has actually been, it was opened up in the last century. It was opened up by some very dark forces in the last century that were doing different experiments on the human body, on children, on individuals, on women, on populations, also on men, also on various groups of people against their free will. And that's the main issue at an energetic level, is that these were darker forces in the 1930s and the 1940s. They were experimenting on people against their human will. I'm intentionally not saying the names of these groups. And if you know history, you can figure it out. You know, just look at, you know, World War II. Because there were energetic portals opened up in the last century that have played out, and they actually are showing me that some of these portals, these energies that were coming through, connected to different ways that medicine was experimented with on the human body. And again, it comes down to intention, because something can be very healthy and healing, or it can be damaging and have very little regard for human life. And they're showing me that these energy streams in the consciousness went into some different areas of medicine and health that is still alive on the planet now. And there are groups and there are foundations and there have been people who have been very invested in these experiments on humans that haven't been from the best or highest intention. In fact, some of these individuals and their foundations have been kicked out of countries because of what they were experimenting with on their human populations. This is information that you can find out there. I'm intentionally not saying names. They're just showing me how that energy has been kept alive and been carried forward. Now, there's also ways that the energy has been good for humanity. It's been healthy and kind and compassionate. So it's not to say that you can't just make some broad statement that, oh, all of this is bad or all of this is good. It's very entangled. You know, there's different energies going into it and there's different intentions behind it. And they're just showing me that that energy started in the 30s and 40s and it got carried through. And so it's fascinating to me that here it is about 100 years later, basically 100 years, that this energy is going to really shift and it's meant to be removed from the planet. And it's removed because there has been a strong shift in human consciousness around the respect and the support for free will, free choice, sovereign beings. And I'm feeling like there's a rising up that stems from this Atlantis energy, the Atlantis experiments that went too far. And there's a part of the human consciousness that's saying, no, we don't want it to go too far again. We don't want to destroy each other or destroy a civilization or destroy unnecessarily because of the excess, because power wasn't balanced and power wasn't in check. So they're saying that there was an excessive energy that came through in the last century that is basically looking to get removed in this decade. Of course, there's many possibilities and potentials for that. There's no guarantee, but that's one of the examples they're showing me. There were many good things about Atlantis consciousness, about the creativity, the scientific advancements, what technology can do to support human life, how there can be wonderful advancements for the Matrix. And so there's something about Atlantis consciousness that's really being sparked up right now, but that it needs to do so with a balance. So then what they're showing me, which is really beautiful, is that the balance to that Atlantis energy that's actually still playing out right now through the storylines and through some very, we'll call them characters. There's many characters on the global scene right now who were key to those Atlantis storylines. What's happening is that there's also this beautiful rise in consciousness around the feminine energies that they're showing me as Lemuria, and that the Lemuria consciousness is about the divine feminine energies that are supporting the balance of the divine masculine energies. Now, this is just one example of ancient cultures, ancient civilizations, and their energies being very alive on the planet. There are other storylines, there are other areas of mythology and ancient wisdom that's also coming up. But this is just what they're showing me right now, is these two energies are intersecting. They're saying that Lemuria existed before Atlantis, and I don't have any way to verify that. But Lemuria was about a very harmonious relationship with the Earth, and that it was about using Gaia's natural energy to sustain life, to work peacefully with the herbs, the botanicals, the flowers, the sea, the animal kingdom. Everything that flourished naturally was something that the Lemurian energies honored and worked with, and that there was a reverence for life. And they're showing me that the Lemurian energies were very peaceful. They had their problems. There was something where it could seem idyllic, but there were issues. There was sometimes that lack of structure. There was a lot going on that could have been hard to organize or to understand responsibility. Like, they're showing me that it was kind of like all these individual communities that didn't always know how to interact all the time, but they did their own thing and the intention was peace. But again, there were some problems within that experience of consciousness too. So what they're saying is that there are now, there's this rising energy around rebalancing civilizations that can work together. And they're saying that that's one of the exciting developments at this time on the planet, is that you could identify with Atlantis and Lemurian consciousness. You could identify with both of those energies very strongly because perhaps you had multiple lifetimes in each place. And there could be something here that is supporting your own balancing of divine masculine, divine feminine. And this is also how the Earth is being supported in its rebalancing. So I know I'm giving you kind of some broad strokes here, that it is Atlantis storylines and Lemurian energies that can be beautifully harmonized, interwoven, and can work together in a cooperative way that hasn't been experienced before. And there's the symbolic understanding of this energy, which is how the divine masculine, divine feminine energies can be well supported on the planet at this time for the first time. Now they're showing me a third energy, and the third energy coming in is that union, and it has a lot of light, and it's actually coming from a different energy stream, a different source of light that is outside of the Milky Way. It's from a different galaxy is just what I'm feeling, because it feels very different than the energy here. And oh my God, my crown chakra is spinning and I'm not even in my body. Just a moment. Okay, so this energy that I'm feeling, it's colorless. I can't even put a color to it, but it's not clear. It's just a totally different sensation that I don't know how to describe. It's a feeling. It's a feeling of light. It's a feeling of a warmth. It feels very nurturing. It feels very loving, very kind. And it is a third energy that's coming in to support the union of Atlantis, Lemurian energies, of divine masculine, divine feminine, of these new, it's a new consciousness that is being infused into our galaxy and our solar system that is part of the experience of the planet Earth and of being human at this time. It's a lot of new energy. So it's coming through in a very fast manner. And it's coming through the veil. It's coming through, you know, outside of the time-space continuum. It's just here. I don't know how else to describe it other than it's just here. Now they're showing me Star Trek and how Beam Me Up, Scotty. It's that kind of energy transmission where it was in one place and then it's in another place quickly. It's just here. So what they're saying is that that's kind of the bigger picture of how the Earth is shifting and how storylines are being rewritten, how a lot of deep healing is happening. And this is a story or a level of consciousness that is occurring with humanity's participation, but that humanity's consciousness also plays a role. And it's very interesting how they still show me this energy of the High Council. And the High Council that I'm seeing has 8 individual energies, and there is a commander, and the 8 energies are at different points around the globe, and these 8 points are creating a Merkaba around the planet, and that these are 8 points that are like a protective shield, or they're actually saying it's more of a filter. It's a filter that is helping to stabilize the planet's shifts so that it doesn't happen too fast. Because they're actually showing me that there have been some Earth changes that were prevented because of what it would have done to destabilize the planet. Like I'm seeing 2 earthquakes on 2 sides of the planet that would have happened at the same time, but that was tempered or that was not suppressed. It was like the energy was reworked. Okay, they're showing me the energy of those earthquakes. They moved it into the planet. Okay, the energy went into the planet and then got like smoothed out. And they're showing it to me similar to when the body gets a massage. Okay, so it was like a massaging the energy so that there wouldn't be more disruption. So I feel like what they want us to know is that there are things that are being managed. There's energetics that are being managed, that are being stabilized, that are being worked with right now that we have no idea about. And it does help the more that you put your energy towards light. And they're saying it's light consciousness, which is simply visualizing bright white light, yellow light around the planet, as well as within your body. And they're showing me that the more that you're able to visualize this energy within your body, that is actually better for you energetically. So yes, send light out and visualize light around the globe or for wherever you want there to be light. But they're saying that also send that light into your body, and that's going to help sustain you and fortify you for what we're moving through and for the energetics that you feel. Okay, now I'm feeling like this is where I need to leave it for part one of this topic. I also need to go ground myself and take a break, but I am doing a part two on this same topic about the energetics of the decade. And we're going to look at some more specifics that they're showing me around the body, jobs, workforce, lifestyle, all of that. And that's all they're saying. Okay, so I also think there'll be more about Atlantis, Lemuria, and some other civilizations that will come through in part two as well. So thank you so much for joining me. I hope that this information is beneficial, and I hope it's useful in understanding the potentials and possibilities that can come through, as well as understanding the bigger energy periods of the decade. So I will pick up this story and this information again in part two for you. In the meantime, thank you so much for your time, energy, and presence. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'll be back every Wednesday for the weekly intuitive astrology and energies. And also next Monday is when I'll be releasing part two of this topic. And they're telling me not to release it sooner because we have to absorb information. But more importantly, they want you to go into this energy for yourself and see what you feel and see what opens up. So on that note, friends, thank you again. I will see you soon. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful, blessed day ahead.